figure it out. I mean, I don't mean to sound flippant at all about it, but the truth is that divorce is expensive. You've got to pay lawyers, you've got to pay court costs, you've got, you know, a lot of costs surrounding the divorce itself. And then you've also got the cost of taking the same amount of money that used to support one household and stretching that to support two households. And, you know, it's sad to say, but especially with today's economy being what it is, sometimes it just doesn't work. And you can't do something, you can't commit financial suicide and end up being homeless. I mean, that's just a really bad idea. So what you have to do to figure it out is first make a budget. How much money you got coming in, how much money do you have going out, and then look at those numbers and see, can you make the budget that you have, the money that you come in, stretch to support two households? And if the answer is no, you can't, then you have two choices. You can either find a way to bring more money in, so somebody gets a job or a second job or a third job or whatever it is, you get bring more money in, or you cut expenses and have less money going out. If you do that, then you might be able to see a way that you can actually, you know, have two different households and support that. And then the second thing you've also got to do is look to see whether you have a pool of money available to you to pay for the divorce, to pay at least your court costs, because, you know, even if you choose not to get a lawyer, which I'm not saying is the greatest idea in the world, but you're going to at least have to pay court costs and moving costs for somebody to move out and those kinds of things. So you have to look at, do you have a pool of money available to do that? And if the answer is no, then the next thing that you've got to figure out if you really want to get divorced is, okay, how long will it take you to save that money, or is there a way that you can borrow that from a family member or a friend, or, you know, do what you need to do to get the money it takes to get divorced? And I would suggest that for most people, figuring a lawyer into the budget is a really good idea. At least even a lawyer, if you can hire a lawyer to consult with them and get their input and their ideas, that's the bare minimum of what you need. But full representation is, it's always going to be your best option. So you've got to look at two things, your budget and your pool of money to finance the divorce.